My best friend has fuzzy hair. My best friend walks with a tail in the air. My best friend makes me feel full as a moon. I'm saving all my money and I'm gonna take it to Israel soon. Welcome to Dog Travel Experts. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-hosts, Paris and John, who created DogTipper.com and are travel experts with great ideas and advice about getting out of the house with your dogs, whether it's around the block or around the world. Call us with questions about taking your dog in the car, going to a hotel or someone else's house, or just for a walk. Our number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Waruva Pet Food, Precious Cat Litter, The Honest Kitchen, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil, Halo Purely for Pets, Vaxacheck, Platinum Performance, Feel Away for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs, Vectra and Vectra 3D. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. We want you to know we've invited this show's sponsors because they're companies we believe in and use ourselves. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. There's also a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Tonight is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore at 7 p.m. East, 4 West. Go to RadioPetLady.com to see the whole schedule. Dog Travel Experts is a production of 8 Paws LLC and LT Media Group LLC, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We would love to hear from you. Paris, I cannot wait to say hi and welcome. And isn't this just amazing? Spring has sprung, and we're going to help people do stuff and go places with their dogs.
That's right. I am so excited to be talking with people about traveling with their dogs, you know, because it really is spring here. I'm in Texas, of course, and it really feels like spring, but sooner or later, it's going to be spring every place. And I know that really gives everybody the travel bug.
Especially because we're all, well, those of us that are in the colder climates, we're kind of cooped in the house in the winter. I mean, it's icy outside, it's slippery, or it's too cold, and it really limits how much we can do with our dogs. You can't even take them in the car when it's below 35 degrees. Now, suddenly, we can get out and about, and I think a lot of people are a little reluctant to take their dogs places because they just don't know exactly how to handle the situation. You know, like, I don't know, even the car. I think the car for some people and some dogs is a problem because since the dogs were little, they only ever took the dog in the car when they went to the vet. So the dog sees the car as kind of like a scary, tense-making place. Your dogs go everywhere with you. My dogs go everywhere with me. What kind of advice do you give people that are, I don't know, a little worried about getting their dog in the car? Well, I know in the dog Bible I have lots of suggestions, but I wonder if that's something that you deal with a lot on DogTipper.com. Some of you listening, I'm sure, are big Dog Tipper fans. Dog Tipper is the invention of Paris and her husband, John. John is not here. He wanted to let the two ladies gab today, which I thought was very nice of him. Don't you, Paris?
I think so, because I know we have so much to gab about.
You know, I know.
So much to talk about when it comes to traveling with your dog. And, you know, I know we do hear a lot from readers on Dog Tipper about how to really start out with dog travel, because it can be a little bit intimidating. Because,
yes,
as you said, so many people, you know, they only take their dog to the vet. So, you know, the car becomes a bad place. You know, it's,
yes,
just part of the whole veterinary experience for so many dogs. So our recommendation is always just to start out slowly. You know, you don't,
yes,
have to start off with a cross-country trip. You don't even have to start off starting the car, you know.
Right.
You know, we recommend, let's just go out and sit in the car and do a little bit of training in the car. Take some really great treats that maybe they'd never have anyplace else except in the car and on the road. You know, these are special, special treats they really love. So just kind of hang out in the car for a little while, then go back in the house, and that, you know, that day's training is done. So slowly, little by little, work up to it. Then maybe your dog might be going through a drive-through with you. Maybe you go by and you pick up some chicken one day, you know, just drive through the window, and then it becomes a fun experience. You know, you're doing fun things with the dog.
That's a great, That's a great idea. And this is a really great time to tell people that Whole Life Pet is one of our sponsors, and they have a very generous box of samples they will send to any of our listeners. You just have to send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. And those treats, Paris, are the most excellent travel treats, whether you're on the trail, on the beach, and you know the only way to get your dog back is with the world's greatest treat. They're freeze-dried pure protein. So they're 100% healthy. They're not fattening because they're pure protein, no carbs. They don't mess up your hand or your pocket, but they're not just a boring old biscuit. And so this is a perfect time to save those for outside the house. That makes everything that happens outside the house got a Whole Life Pet treat kind of attached to the moment. You know, I think that's a really good idea. Speaking of drive-thrus, it's hilarious here in Vermont. I guess, you know, cold weather. So many things have the drive-thru. Maybe even in Texas. In California, where I spent 23 years, I was not that aware of drive-thrus because I think there's bigger parking lots and weather's never an issue. But we have a drive-thru pharmacy, drive-thru banking, every kind of food drive-thru. Do you have that? Because my dogs, one of my dogs, the minute I come near CVS or anywhere near the bank, he sticks his head out and the drool down the outside of the car drawer because they all have biscuits ready for the dogs.
That's right. That's right. They know.
Yeah. I guess it gets people to come to their location because they, oh, you're so sweet. You think of my dogs. You know, I think that's a really great heart connection, like for a businessman. Have something good for people's dogs. They'll come to your store, right?
It is such a smart move. You know, just the other day, we have a lot of Sonic drive-ins down here. So we took the dogs and, you know, they come out with the ketchup and the salt and the pepper, you know, asking us if we want all these things. Then they see we have the dogs in the car. Well, out come the dog biscuits, you know.
Nice.
So it's such a smart thing. And, you know, somebody the other day wrote me and asked because she was traveling by herself. And she said, I don't know what to do because I'm traveling just from town to town. It wasn't a long trip.
Right.
But she said, you know, I don't have someone to sit in the car with the dog. Well, I think more businesses are starting to recognize that people have dogs with them. It's not a good idea ever to leave the dog unattended in the car. So I'm seeing more businesses that will bring things out. If they don't have a drive-through, they will bring things out to you. I saw just the other day Walgreens has an app you can get online, tell them what you want from the store, and then pull up, and they'll bring it out to you.
No way.
They are really marketing that a lot. You know, moms with a sick child, you know, they don't want the sick child coming in the store.
That's funny.
It's good for pet people too. You know,
now you and I have a different opinion about this, about leaving the dogs in the car. I feel very strongly that as soon as your dog gets comfortable in the car, the dog Bible has the tip that you said and others about, you know, if the movement in the car makes them anxious, then you can just like back out of the driveway and right back up to the garage.
That's right.
But when the dog becomes comfortable with the car and it represents, as it does to dogs who are car savvy, probably the most wonderful place in the world. You get to see marvelous things, smell marvelous things, even if you don't get out of the car. You're out in the world and, you know, just put your nose out the window and it's heaven. My dogs love to stay in the car. When the weather is below 68 and above 35, that's just my rule for myself because my Weimaraners, I have a coat on them, nice rough wear, like great travel puffas for dogs. They're in the car. They'll sit there for a two-hour tennis. They'll sit there when I go to the movies, if it's the evening. They love to be in the car. I double lock the car. I leave the windows. If it's cold out, I don't crack them at all. I don't take them out at all if the sun could hit the car. I mean, not – because even if it's only 68 out – if the sun hits the car, it could be 78 in 5 minutes.
That's right.
But at night in particular, I used to go to horse shows, Paris, where in some of the hotels, this is back in the day before dogs were allowed in any hotels. This was down in Palm Springs, but it's Indio. Indio, there's a six-week horse show. And a couple of times I left my Cocker Spaniel and my Weimaraner in the car overnight. It's desert. It's really cool at night with all their beds and their blankets, and they were all sorted out. Do you really think leaving the dog in a car is a problem?
I think, you know, part of it depends on your climate. You know, here in Texas, it is so hot so much of the time.
Right.
You know, and sometimes people forget, like you said, if the sun is hitting the car, that temperature can climb so quickly. You know,
so that's a really good point. So you have to make a rule like your rule in California, well, that was at night. I only left them in the car at night, overnight, in these rare situations. But that's a very good point. You can't kind of have a loosey-goosey. It's kind of like women in the glass of wine when they're pregnant. It really is literally okay to have a glass of wine when you're pregnant, but you can't say that to people because most people don't just have one glass. They don't really understand just a little. So mm-hmm. I think that that's the same thing with dogs in the car. People think, well, it's not that hot, but in fact, it is 68 or 70, and the sun moves fast. And where I used to live, even in East Hampton, I remember once there was a small poodle parked in just, you know, parallel parked on the sidewalk. There were trees above, but the sun had moved. This dog was in there panting his brains out. It was not the height of summer at all. I called the police. I was so upset. The woman, by the time the police came, because I had to actually physically call the police and wait for them, the woman came out of Starbucks. Well, I was only gone 5 minutes. I said, well, first of all, nothing in life takes 5 minutes. And second of all, I've been here 12 minutes. So you've been gone more than that. Mm-hmm. And your dog could boil to death, hyperthermia. So I guess you're right. In certain climates, you just can't give anybody wiggle room to make that error.
That's it, you know, because here sometimes in the summer, it'll be 80 degrees at night. So, you know, you
wow.
just don't have that cooler temperature. You don't have that desert cool down
yes.
in our part of the state. So it kind of depends. And I think another factor, and this is also going to kind of depend where you are and what kind of dog you have,
right.
is your car, is it really attractive to someone who might want to steal your car? Or is your dog really attractive to someone who might want to steal
right.
your dog? You know, and that's two other factors to consider.
That's a really good point, because I used to say to people, well, then someone might steal my dog out of the car. And I used to say to people, sort of tongue in cheek, nobody wants your smelly lab, okay? There's 1,000 labs out there. But actually, somebody might want their smelly lab, because their lab might, first of all, really not be smelly. And second of all, you know, people do steal things all the time, like even other people's babies out of hospitals. You just don't know what kind of unbalanced human might be walking around. In my case, I have 3 very large dogs in the car, and they're not very pleasant to strangers who come up to the car. So the car kind of rocks with the amount of barking that they do to anyone who
right.
comes up going, hi, nice doggy. It's like tigers in a cage. So I don't have to worry about – all I have to worry about if someone tried to stick their hand in – which would, you know, be really stupid on their part. My dogs are super friendly on the ground and not at all when they're in the car. They're very, very car protective. I think a lot of people's dogs change their personality when they're behind the wheel, like certain people behind the wheel. They just kind of change when they're in there, right?
I really think they do. You know, our dogs are very quiet in the car, but I hear a lot from readers who have a protective dog who's really protective of the car and is frustrated too. Sometimes it's almost like fence fighting. You know, they're seeing
yes.
other dogs, they're frustrated,
yes.
that kind of thing.
It really is very individual, both with where you live and what your dog's temperament is like. I guess there's no absolutes, but sometimes it's good to make a rule just for the safety of everybody, and then you factor in your own climate and your own dog. Also, if you have 3 dogs in the car heats up from their body heat. So that's another thing, you know. So in the cold weather, I'm not worried because I know they're warmed up from their own body heat. Whereas for somebody else, you know, they only got one little poodle in there, even wearing a sweater, it's too cold. Obviously, anything portable with 4 legs should be in a carrier in your hand or even under your arm. To leave a little guy in the car is really silly.
That's right, because so many places now are welcoming of your little dog. You know, if they're in a little
yes.
bag with you, you know, they're fine for you to come on in. A lot of the, you know, the home shopping stores, they're happy for you to
yes.
bring them in a little bag. It's a whole different situation when you have a large dog like ours and yours, you know, that are
yes.
sizable dogs. So,
and if you only have one dog and they're large, when I had a Golden before I got the Cocker Spaniel, I would take her everywhere with me, into stores, into shops. She was super well-mannered because I took her in from the time that she was a puppy. And she would go into a store and wag. And these were, you know, it was before people really took their dogs around a lot as much as they do now. So the store didn't necessarily have a biscuit, but they had attention for them. And for a lot of dogs, that's better than a biscuit, being fussed over. You know, I mean,
it's
thrilling. People go, "Aw, look at that. And aren't you sweet? And what's your name?" And, you know, if you have a dog that knows any tricks, they offer the few tricks to the stranger. So, I mean, and we're talking about, in terms of dog travel experts, we're talking about the simplest kind of travel, going out to run an errand. I mean, that's when you can include your dog and not only, you know, feel not maybe so guilty that your dog's housebound all the time, but give your dog mental stimulation that you can't get any other way. I find that when my dogs are out in the car with me for half an hour and a half, running errands, or as I say, in a good climate, staying somewhere when I'm in somewhere, they are so exhausted when they get home, Paris. They sleep like babies. They've been thinking the whole time they were out, looking, thinking, where am I? Who's that? What's that? Oh, I see something. I smell something. And it absolutely wears them out in the best possible way. Does that happen to your pooches as well?
It does. And it doesn't matter the length of the trip. It can be half hour trip, half
yes.
day trip. They
yes.
sleep like babies. They just conk out when we get home. It really is mentally challenging to them because they're looking and seeing.
Yes.
And they're just, you know, they're so excited by all the different smells and sights at a new place. So it's a great way to, you know, to work on your dog's behavior. I think even if you don't ever get out of the car, you know, just them
yep.
driving yep. through the drive-through bank for you, with you, you know, that's a great way to challenge them and just get used to the sounds of traffic and just
yep.
the sounds of the car. You know, that's a nice step before you really head off on a longer trip. Just do that little around town stuff.
Yeah. And it's really fun. And it just makes you feel good having them along for the ride if they're comfortable, physically comfortable in there. And, you know, you really – it's a great gift to offer them. We're going to pop off for a break. When we come back, I would love to talk about car sickness because I know you had a question from Kat on dogtipper.com. What's the best way to prevent my pup from getting car sick? And it feeds into your idea of take it slow. So when we get back, let's talk about that, okay? We'll be right back. This show is supported by Platinum Performance, where they know that comprehensive health for dogs, cats, and people begins one cell at a time. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness and Performance Formula is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Feline Wellness Formula contains 200 milligrams of taurine in every teaspoon, an amino acid that helps promote cardiac health in cats. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness is a supplement scientifically proven to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. The dogs supplemented with Platinum Performance Canine Wellness learn faster than every other dog in the non-supplemented control group, navigating through a maze with greater ease than the control group. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills they learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance demonstrated superior memory by completing the task more quickly. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. Support for the show comes from Woruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs in a facility that makes people food, which means the ingredients are good enough for us to eat. Woruva is the pet food company that thinks dogs and cats should eat as well as we do, so their foods are made in a human food facility from ingredients we could eat ourselves, in BPA-free cans and pouches. The company also makes no dry food despite the higher profit, a responsible decision to protect the health of cats, who are obligate carnivores with no need for carbohydrates in their diet. We salute Woruva's ethical decision to not make kibble because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates, and that true health for cats, who are obligate carnivores, means they should eat only meat. In addition to all the delicious Woruva recipes, they also make Cats in the Kitchen in pouches and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, using smaller-bodied fish for your cat's health, all offering your pets a wide variety of flavors and ingredients. This show is also brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, sandflies, lice, and mites. Vectra 3D has the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month. Unlike older products, which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases even without the parasite staying attached. With Vectra 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that not only repels and kills fleas, but also kills all three life cycles of the flea. The fleas you might see on your cat are only part of the problem, but Vectra eliminates the two unseen stages of the fleas, ridding your home and yard of them if you use it every month. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. We are back. You're listening to Dog Travel Experts with Tracy and Paris. It's a brand new show, so we're not expecting a lot of you to have the courage to call in, but we're glad you're listening. If you do have a travel question about anything to do, we're discussing like baby steps, the dog in the car out in your village or town or city. Give us a jingle, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Car sickness, Paris, is that something that Dog Tipper gets a lot of activity around that topic?
We do. You know, I guess John and I are so lucky that our dogs, Ivory and Tiki, never suffer from car sickness. Although maybe I should just say so far have never suffered from car sickness. That's how I always hear about seasickness. Never say never. You know, anyone can get it. But we've heard from many, many readers that they've had problems with car sickness in their dogs. And of course, now with puppies, it's not that unusual. Their ears are not fully developed. It's not that unusual for them to have some balance issues related to the car travel. But, you know, as dogs become adults, if the car sickness continues, then, you know, that's something they certainly want to address. You know, we've talked with a lot of people about how they've worked with their car sinks. And just the other day, I had Iria at the vet, and I was talking with her about if we should see car sickness, you know, some things to do. And, of course, you know, you can always talk to your vet. She has prescription medicine that, you know, many dogs take, and you can always go that route. But sometimes it's more a matter of management that, you know, maybe if you can shift things around and change things in your car, you might be able to address that. And, you know, one thing, and just like with us, you want to make sure that you're facing forward and your dog is facing forward in the car. You know, so many people, they'll turn those crates around so they're facing backwards. And, you know, you think about if we were riding facing backwards, it might make us sick, you know.
Well, that's funny because I'm naughty. I put my hand up, put me in the naughty chair, three dogs, all of them over 100 pounds and two of them a little bit over 100. I cannot have seats up and dogs on seats wearing harnesses and seatbelts and all the stuff you're supposed to. I'm the bad guy. I have the biggest car you can get that's an SUV to make the back as big as possible. I killed myself. I should take a picture of it. Maybe we can put it up on Dog Travel Experts or even on Dog Tipper, how I found the two cushions that would fill up the entire back of a Ford Explorer, completely fill it in 100%. I actually ordered the chaise, like for a chaise longue on your deck or around your pool, those cushions, but the ones that only have one break in them, not three breaks. So they're just two pieces. And then that's covered with a quilt that's washable. So my dogs choose what direction to turn. And strangely enough, one of them always sits near the back window and always looks behind. But she's the one who's a collie mix. And she's like the guy riding, you know, what do they call that in the old West? You know, the guy that rode at the back to make sure the Indians and the bad guys. She's always looking behind us to see who's coming after us. That's, in her mind, her protective ability. And I've never had her be car sick. I think I would really, given that at least one of the shows on the network is with a holistic vet, Dr. Sean on Tuesday nights, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, and Dr. Donna Spector does a lot of integrative medicine, I would really urge people to not use Serenia. It's being promoted and marketed by a lot of companies, well, the company that makes it, and veterinarians as a great cure for car sickness. It was actually developed for dogs going through chemotherapy. It's way too strong for car sickness, in my humble opinion. And it yet again would be a chemical or medicinal fix to something which, as you say, you can manage with the car itself. First thing being, puppies do puke in the car. And I hadn't stopped to think, you're right. They're a little wobbly still. Their inner ear isn't, I guess, fully developed. If you get them used to being in the car, you crack the window at least some so they can get their nose out and get a little bit of fresh air. That also is really helpful. But those don't feed them a big fat meal before you go out in the car or even water. You know, make sure that it's been at least an hour before since they've had any water, so it's not sloshing around in their tummy. And go on short trips. Watch your braking. You know, think about if you had kids in the back or your granny. Don't be going around curves really fast. Don't be braking hard. Go smooth. Go easy. Make pretend you're a limo driver and you got a really famous client in the back. You don't want to be like, you know, tossing them around. So that's really helpful. There also are a number of homeopathic remedies, herbal, particularly herbal, that are great for car sickness. And I'm going to ask Dr. Sean, if you go to RadioPetLady.com, there's a link on there. If you look at the links, there's a lot of cool links. Paris and John and I will be putting up links to anything we talk about, like products or places, so you can find them on the website. You don't have to be furiously scribbling it down while we talk. But I'm sure that he has herbal supplements that are great for this. Rather than going with Western medicine, drugs, chemicals, it's just too strong. Because dogs will – I don't think you can suddenly get car sick if you've been a sturdy traveler. I mean, in terms of motion sickness, if I stand on a dock, I'm motion sick on a dock. I don't have to get on the boat. Right. If I get on the boat, I'm lost. We're still tied up at the dock, okay? I'm never going to be a good seaman. I'm never going to be a good sailor. I do not have sea legs. Other people can be in the middle of a gross storm, and it doesn't bother them. I think dogs are a little bit like that, but the ones that are tending towards car sickness, rather than avoiding going in the car, you get them in the car, make it that positive, relaxing experience. Another thing is it could be from anxiety. So that throwing up could not necessarily be physical car sickness, but more emotional car sickness. And that's a really good use of the Adaptyl collar, which is the pheromone, which is also a sponsor of the show. But one of the reasons we invited them is because it's great for separation anxiety, but also for travel anxiety. So you put the Adaptyl collar on. You don't take it off. They wear it 30 days at a time. You may have a dog who's got anxiety that you're not even recognizing as anxiety. And if you take them out in the car, first of all, you have to do it more often so they don't think they're going to the vet. And second of all, it just may be all those sights and smells and sounds may overwhelm some individual dogs. And wearing the pheromone collar, which is like having a Linus security blanket with you, is very calming. So that's a good thing to know. We do have a call, so we'd love to say hi to Carol. Carol, welcome to Dog Travel Experts. So nice that you're calling us.
Hi.
Howdy. What's your question? Hi.
I actually have a question that's a little off topic from what you're on today.
No problem.
But, is that okay?
Of course. Yes, we're thrilled to have you find us. Bring it.
Yes.
Bring it.
Is this Carrie from allthingsdogblog.com?
It is.
Yeah. I thought I recognized your voice. I know Carrie is a big traveler with her two dogs, so I'm very anxious to hear your question.
But before you bring it up, well, Carrie, I want to know, what is the name of your website? Because we might want to make you a special friend of Dog Travel Experts on our website. All Things Dog?
AllThingsDogBlog.com.
AllThingsDogBlog.com. Guess what? I'm going to send you an invitation to become our special friend. Because we all need special friends, you know? Like, the people that love the same stuff should, like, hang together and like, pile on the love. So we're happy to discuss anything you want to bring up. Tell us.
Oh, well, great. Well, listen, I am getting ready to take a new adventure with my dogs. We're going to be purchasing an RV, and I have two dogs who love the car, and we have tested RV travel with them. We did a rental. But one of the things that when we start to venture out on longer trips that I'm a little worried about is, how do I locate an emergency vet? If something happens and there's no time for Google searches and trying to figure out where we are when we're, you know, in a brand new city and state.
That's a brilliant idea. Paris, there was, I don't know if it was really an app, but I could swear in the back of my mind that there was some kind of a website. Did I make this up?
There are, you know, there is an app, a free app, actually. PetMD.com has an app, and you can find out what veterinarians and emergency veterinarians are close to you. And I think the neat thing about that is because, you know, sometimes you're traveling and you're not exactly sure where you are. You know, you may not know the county or even the city sometimes, because maybe you're in between cities and you have an emergency. It can use your phone's locator. Use your GPS on your phone and say, okay, you're so many miles from this clinic. So I think that is a really neat app. And that's PetMD.
That's a great idea.
That is perfect. Exactly
really
what I need.
Cool.
I'm sort of pain, or I'm worried about it happening when I'm not at a point where I can just, you know, whip out the laptop and look up
right.
a clinic, and maybe it's something that I really have to rush to the veterinary hospital. And
that's a really good question.
But they don't mark vet hospitals on the interstate.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, now, sometimes, of course, you may be like me. I like to do a lot of research before every trip, and I like to have things printed out. I guess I'm kind of old-fashioned like that. I like to have the route printed out and stops
yes.
along the way.
Yeah.
And so, you can do a lot of that, too, and have some things printed out and have that
good
ready
idea.
To go if you should need it. AHA, the American Animal Hospital Association, they have a really neat feature on their website. Now, this is not an app, so you would have to get online, but you could do this before you left.
Right.
It's called the Trip Planner. So it's sort of like the AAA
wow.
Planner. You say, I'm starting here, and I'm going to end here. It'll map your route, and it'll show you veterinary clinics along the way.
Wow.
So that's kind
okay,
of fun.
That's...
Because, Carrie, that's... if it's during the daytime hours, you could go to almost any veterinarian and just knock on the door and say, I have a problem, and
right.
they would fit you in. But the minute that it's passed in most places, 4:59 p.m., like at 5 o'clock,
exactly.
the door closes. And, you know, most emergencies do happen at 5:15 p.m., at least that's
always.
What I found out. Always. So, you know, this is a really great point because, you know, those emergencies that you don't have at home somehow could wind up to be the ones on the road because your dog ingests something weird, you know, like that he's never come across a dead frog. And now you've gone on a wonderful hike and he ate a dead frog and he's looking really sick. Or he's puking a lot, or he's having diarrhea, or he looks like he got frog disease. And, you know, you don't know what it is and you've never had this experience before and neither has he.
That's right. You know, just yesterday we took the dogs to the lake and there was busted glass everywhere.
Ooh.
So we were having to be super careful, you know, but, you know, it could easily happen where you did not see the glass. Maybe the glass is down in the sand at the beach or
right.
something, you know,
right.
something like that you really could need emergency care for. So I can see that's a great question, I think, about thinking ahead and then being prepared, too, if something should happen, you know, just that moment. Where do I go?
It sounds
right,
like
right.
very smart woman, because if you're prepared, you won't need it. That's another proven fact. The well-prepared person never needs it. So just always prepare the way Paris does, and you're going to be – that sounds really exciting. At some point, now that you're going to be a special friend of Dog Travel Experts, when you take trips, we would love to be able to, like, follow your trip through a link to your blog. So, for example, you go on your first Virgin trip in the RV – and start to write about it, you can call in and tell us, and every week Paris and John and I will say, guess where she is now, or guess
Wouldn't
where she went.
Fun.
It'd be really fun. I mean, then we can all have – it's called armchair travel. I understand they do this a lot in, like, retirement homes. You know, people are a little old or a little not well, and they can't go on the fabulous trips they would like to or used to. So you sit and have armchair travel. You talk about it. You look at pictures. You fantasize. You imagine. I'm never going on in an RV with my dogs, but I think it sounds really cool. So I'm going to live vicariously through you, Carrie.
Sounds like fun.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the call and for the question. We really enjoy having you participate.
Thank you for the answers. There were some great suggestions, so I'm looking forward to looking into those.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great
day. Thank you, too.
Thanks,
sweetie.
Great question.
Enjoy. Great question. We're going to be right back with any question you might have at 888-627-6008. We've got to take a break, but we'll be right back talking some more about getting out with the dog. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes raw dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. From whole food ingredients that are gently dehydrated to remove only the moisture, yet retain most of the natural nutrients. All the ingredients that go into The Honest Kitchen recipes are clean, healthy products that could as easily become food for people and are not made in a pet food rendering plant, but are created in a human food facility to assure top quality ingredients and food safety. Batches of these 100% human-grade dehydrated pet foods are tested by people. We all know that the least processed foods are the most nutritious, and Lucy at The Honest Kitchen developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information on free samples and where to call the company for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet and those free samples. Look for The Honest Kitchen on RadioPetLady.com. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs, which can be used in your home to create a more harmonious environment for pets experiencing any kind of stress. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain, and as a stress reliever can help solve many common behavior challenges or even emotional discomfort you may not recognize. Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs can also be comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs from stressful backgrounds, and especially for new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feel Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household, for out-of-litter box issues, and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits. Adaptil for dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms in puppies and adult dogs, whether in your home, car, or out in the world. Adaptil comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. Veterinary animal behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues. You can find the pheromone products through the link at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. VaxaCheck is a sponsor of this program and wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? The solution is VaxaCheck's blood titer test. Avoid the risks of automatically revaccinating by asking for VaxaCheck, a simple, inexpensive blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis. If she has the antibodies in her blood, you don't need to revaccinate. But if she doesn't have protective immunity to one of the diseases, then you revaccinate only against that one illness. Instead of risking the potential dangers of unnecessary revaccination, VaxaCheck takes the worry out of keeping your dog safe. VaxaCheck should be used on every puppy to confirm that she actually got the protective antibodies from her puppy shots, which are not guaranteed to be 100% effective. Shelters and rescues should use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. For your dog's safety and your peace of mind, ask for a VaxaCheck test at your dog's yearly checkup so you and your vet can make the best decision about long-term health. VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. And we are back, Paris and Tracy, the dog travel experts. John is taking a little break. He's sitting back and going, you gals are doing okay. I bet that's what he's thinking. Hope he's listening to us online. Those of you that are listening online, it's the only way to listen because we're on the World Wide Web, 888-627-6008. What you're going to find out soon, really soon, is when you're in that RV, if you're Carrie, or if you're traveling cross-country or even took an airplane trip somewhere, I mean, like even out of America, you can listen to this show very soon on an app for your iPhone or iPad or other handheld device. Anywhere, anytime. That means this will become a show that you can listen to in the car. And that's something I think is really great. Being dog travel experts, Paris, people are going to be in the car a lot. They can only listen to us live, but every single week, the show will go into the podcast library online so people can listen to, eventually, hundreds of hours while they're driving. They don't have to listen to some boring old whatever might be on AM radio, and then they lose the signal while they're driving, right?
That's right. I mean, it's going to be great as people sit down and start planning those trips because summer's not very far away. And I know people will want to take their dogs this summer as they travel, whether it's around their town or for a longer trip.
Yeah. And in fact, it turns out more and more people are traveling. We had some statistics that popped up from somewhere. Tons of people are traveling with their dogs. In fact, they don't want to travel without their dogs. So, we're going to be able to be so helpful in helping people find the hotel chains, the motel chains, the wherever the locations may be, even parks and beaches that are dog friendly, where you're going to feel right at home. Towns that have awesome dog parks like that Bark for the Park, the Pet Safe parks that they built a few of. I think you were very involved in being a judge for the towns that hope to get one of these parks. I saw the one in Tennessee where they're based, it was fantastic. I mean, it backed up to a little lake with dock diving. There was a dock for diving. There was a small dog area, a big dog area, a shaded place for the humans or for the dogs. So great when people, as part of planning a trip, can plan for those rest stops where there's going to be not just a little grass on the long side of a highway, but a fabulous off-leash with water and, you know, just really nifty, like little special outings for their dogs while they travel. I'm sure that Dog Tipper knows already many of them. I mean, that's what you're all about, right?
That's right. You know, there are so many great dog parks around the country. We're seeing them crop up more and more often, even in small towns. Our small town just opened a new one last year. And, you know, it's a great way for your dog to stretch his legs. Or if you're not taking a long trip and you want to get your dog socialized and just acclimatized to travel, it's fun to take your dog to the dog park so he can get in a new situation, meet new dogs, meet new people, and then he'll be really ready for the road when you do take that trip.
And the other thing is that unlike the dog who only goes in the car to go to the vet and has a negative feeling about being in the car, if you even intermittently take your dog to a dog park, every time the dog gets in the car, he goes, oh, gosh, I hope we're going to the park. Are we going to the park? Are we going to the park? And the smart dogs, even the ones that aren't so bright, you can be blocks away from a park. Once they've been to it a few times, they're going to start to get really agitated and excited as you near the park. I mean, they can smell it and hear it way before we can. Don't you think they also have like a built-in GPS where they just have a sense of where they are?
I think they do. They do. It's kind of like their sense of time. They have a
yes.
sense of place, you know.
That's right. That's
and
right.
They know. When our dogs see the harnesses, they know, okay, we're going in the car. We have special harnesses for the car. We put those
nice.
On. They know we're going someplace fun. So it's
nice.
Really nice.
So do you clip your guys in? Do you have a really safe dog safety system harness? Do you do that? I'm so proud of you if you do.
We do. We clip them in, so they're both clipped in. I have a Jeep, so I have the back down, and they have that large area. And they're two large dogs. Ours aren't quite as large as yours. I've got a 70-pound and a 65-pound dog. So it's not a huge car, but they do have enough room to both be back there and turn around and look forward if they want or sideways, you know, however they'd like to look. Now, Irie, she likes to lay down. When we're in the car, she
right.
really, she does not like to look out. She wants to lie down and not see out. Now Tiki, she wants to see everything that's going on, you know, as it goes by.
It is really individual. Now, do you have bolts that you clip them to? Is that what you do in the back?
That's what we have. We have bolts, the tie downs that are in the back. Once the back is folded down, there's tie downs where if you had cargo with you. And then we have
right.
Like a little tie down from that goes to their harness. So they have a little
nice.
Bit of room to move and turn around and get comfortable individually, but not a lot of room to move.
Which is smart because a lot of people, unfortunately, haven't really taught their dog car manners, which is essential. No dog should ever, under any circumstance, period, be in the front of the car, both for the sake of the driver and the dog. You have a fast stop, and that dog is going to smash into the windshield or into the side window, depending on where you're hit, and you could be the world's most wonderful driver. It just takes one little old 90-year-old lady or one drunken guy or somebody inattentive that's texting. And you are toast, and so is
That's
your dog
funny.
If they're in the front. I mean, they're just, you know, and if the airbag goes off, if it's a front-end collision, the dog's neck is broken by the airbag, just like they say that children and short, small grown-ups should not sit in the passenger seat. For that reason, the airbag can break their neck. So not to get too heavy about it, but you really got to keep your dogs out of the front seat. Those of you that keep that small dog on your lap, it takes all my self-control to not, like, stop my car in front of yours and say, what are you thinking? It's like Britney Spears with her baby on her lap. I mean, people were up in arms about that for years. It's no different. A little dog, and then they have the window all the way down. All it takes is a moment where the dog jumps at something that they want to get to, or you have to swerve or brake. The dog's hurled out the window and is dead on impact. I mean, that's guaranteed. You can't be in a moving car and be thrown out the window and not die.
That's right.
And distraction to the driver, much worse than texting. You know, and people put up with it because, quote unquote, they're used to it. Being used to it doesn't make it safe or right. So your dogs have to be in the back. If you want to listen to dog travel experts, that's it. Dogs in the back. Kathy had a – sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, things can happen so quickly with that dog and car. And so many people have told us, oh, my dog really likes to stick his head out the window. Well, that may be the case, but you are putting your dog's eyesight at risk by having his eye out. You know, it's interesting. When I was in college, I was driving with my car window down. I had an insect fly into my eye and break off in my eye. It had to be dug out surgically out of my eyeball. Yes. Horrible.
Oh, my God. Paris.
Yes. And, you know, my head was not sticking out the car. I just had the window totally down without sunglasses on. So, you know, you think about your dog. If your dog's head is out the window, you know, even if you're driving 30, 40 miles an hour, those, you know, even the smallest insect is such a projectile. You know, your dog can lose his vision if something like that, or not to mention a little piece of gravel.
What do you think about doggles? Do you think that they're realistic for that use? I mean, I've seen there are actually people that take dogs on their motorcycle. Hard to imagine, but it's true. My sister's husband has a backpack, and he puts the Brussels Griffin in the backpack and goes all the way from New York City to Connecticut with the dog in a backpack on a motorcycle. Okay. I am so opposed to the man and the dog on the motorcycle, I can't even begin to talk about it. Having been an EMT for 8 years as a volunteer, you do not want to actually go to an ambulance call where a motorcycle is involved ever. But, I mean, they call them donor cycles for a reason. But the dog in the backpack, I mean, talk about unprotected. But other than on a motorcycle, which is kind of just like so dangerous to begin with, eyes are the least of the problem. Do you think doggles make sense? Have you heard of people really using them? Have they become popular?
You know, I hear of some people using them. Not a lot. Of course, that's an individual kind of thing, too. I think one of the most practical applications, there are tinted ones, and I have talked with some dog owners whose dogs are losing their sight, and so their eyes are super sensitive. Say you're taking your dog to the beach, just like we do without sunglasses, that can be very painful. So there's a really good practical application so your dog can continue to enjoy the outdoors with those doggles. You know, but it makes me so uncomfortable to see dogs with their heads sticking out the window. You know, so often that balance could shift. You know, if maybe the wind is down a little further than you thought it was, maybe the dog could get out the window. Maybe somebody comes by and their mirror's sticking out. What if they should, you know, their mirror should hit your dog's head as it's sticking out the window? You know, so
it is dangerous. But my rule for myself, and I do agree that in general it's dangerous. On the other hand, I have one dog of three that just is not going to be comfortable in the car unless his head is out somewhat. So my rule is above the chest, like only the top part of the neck and the head. Like it's kind of hard to get your whole head out. You can only get your nose out. He should probably wear doggles, to be honest, because of the possibility of injury to his eyes. But I once had my Rottweiler Yogi Bear in the back of my car going really slowly, going to a wonderful bay beach that I used to go to in the Hamptons with the dogs. It was heaven. There were hardly any people, and it was really, like, wild and wonderful. Like, I don't know, like it was 100 years ago. And he was a marvelous dog in the car. And the window was down more than I realized, and I never crossed my mind that, I mean, I was on a little tiny private road, 20 miles an hour. He saw a person walking their dog, and he was the cheerfulest, friendliest dog. He wanted to go play with the dog. I look at my side view mirror. He jumped out of a moving car. Oh, my God. I saw this big black and brown lumpy thumpy, and he didn't get hurt. But how he didn't get hurt, I have no idea. Boy, was that a wake-up call. So, you know, your dog, if they can only barely get their head out, nothing more, they cannot be thrown out the window, at least. I mean, if you want to be like me and do like a halfway measure, the other two dogs are fine to just be inside and not have any nose out. But this one paces and goes back and forth and pants and drools, except for if his head can be out somewhat, then he loves it and is comfortable. So some things you kind of have to make, you have to be a little more flexible with your rules, I guess, depending on the individual, and which is really nice that I could be more strict about some things and you can be more strict about some things, and people can kind of pick and choose for their own personality and their own dog's personality how many rules do they want to make for themselves with car travel, right?
I totally agree, because it's going to depend on your car, on where you're driving, on your dog, so
the
many
speed,
different conditions.
That's right. All those things. All right, we're going to pop off for our last break, and we come back, we're going to wrap up on Kathy's question, how often should I give the dogs a rest stop on a long trip? Again, pretty individual, but a good question. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no inferior rendered byproducts, meals, or chemicals in any of their products. No chicken meal or other rendered meats. Halo foods are guaranteed safe and have never been recalled. Halo is purely focused on your pet's well-being, and their entire line, including dry and canned foods, treats, supplements, and grooming supplies, will help your pet be vibrant, happy, and healthy, inside and out. Halo is a private company owned in part by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to pet health. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition, too. Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs because Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered meal. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo, too. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and overcome the number one problem people have with their kitties, out-of-litter box problems. Cat Attract has saved thousands of cats' lives because it's often used by rescue groups to teach cats to use their litter boxes again, since that's the main reason people have given up on them. But Cat Attract can get cats using their boxes again. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Senior and long-haired cat litters protect the health and comfort of those pussycats. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals, for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing adults and children around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. In fact, Nordic's prenatal DHA and baby's DHA products are endorsed by the American Pregnancy Association, which is a welcome endorsement for those who will want to add omega-3 fish oil to their pet's bowl since they view their cats and dogs as their fur kids. Nordic Naturals omega-3 pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family. For more information, visit RadioPetLady.com. I am back with Paris, the marvelous Paris from Dog Tipper. You also know her from Cat Tipper. If you don't subscribe to Dog Tipper and CatTipper.com, you're missing a lot of really cool information. Just every single day, there's something terrific that she's found. I just want to give you a little reminder, or perhaps information you didn't know, which is some of the other shows on the Radio Pet Lady Network. Tonight is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore. Tomorrow, Thursday, is Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney. And then at night, it's A Dog's Life with Greg Cleva. And then there's The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna on Monday. Second Opinions from a board-certified internist. And Monday nights are Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai. So there's an awful lot of fun we're having here on Radio Pet Lady Network. And Paris, I'd love to just talk about Kathy's question that came into Dog Tipper. How often do you take a pee break? I mean, do you sort of go by when you need to pee, they need to pee?
I think, you know, I think that is the best rule of thumb because we need to get out and stretch our legs, and yes, so do our dogs. You know, sometimes so many of us just want to keep going one more hour, but really every 2 to 3 hours to be safe, you should, yes, get out, let your dog stretch his legs, stretch your legs, and you'll be a safer driver.
In terms of not getting groggy and also circulation-wise, I mean, if people can get blood clots from sitting lots of hours in an airplane, sitting a lot of hours in a car is bad for your lower back. It's bad for your circulation. You know, you really do need to move and stretch. You know how bad your neck and back can feel when you go on one of those marathon car trips without a proper stretchy pee break? It's bad, right?
It really is, you know, and I think your attention, it strays. It's a lot easier to be more attentive once you're fresh, you've gotten up, you've walked around, took a little, yes, break, let your dog take a little break. And, you know, so many times I think traveling with a dog is a lot like traveling with a small child. You have, yes, to just take it a little bit slower and take, yes, those breaks, you know.
That's right. That's right. Think to yourself, you know, would you be offering Cheerios and a sippy cup? If you would, then that's, you have to offer the dog equivalent, which is a nice bush to lift their leg on. There's some dog festivals coming up. You're always on the cutting edge and the pulse of what's going on in the outside world. Are there some coming up that we should know about?
There are. There's quite a few coming up this weekend, you know, because of St. Patrick's Day. There's a really fun one in Maryland, St. Patrick's Day. So that's fun.
Oh, that's adorable. What do they do on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, they have all kinds of fun. They have a big festival and pet games. Of course, your dog has to wear green, you know. So
that's so funny.
Where is this held? That is in Rockville, Maryland.
Nice. So this is something that if someone goes to dogtipper.com, can they type in dog festivals and all the dog festivals that you know about and you know about everything will pop up for them?
We do. You know, we have a new site, dogtravelexperts.com, and we have a page for each month. And so they can pull up March and say, what's coming up, you know, in March? You know, and they'll see Super Pet Expos this weekend, too, in Chantilly, Virginia. So that's a
big one. So dogtravelexperts.com really is the website to go with this show, and it has on it a lot of things that are right here and now. Let's say you'd like to go on a trip with your dog, but you're not really inspired about where to go. Maybe you get to see a new part of America and have a whole new experience with other pet lovers because you found this information on dogtravelexperts.com.
That's right. You know, we'll have people send in pictures from their trips. Questions. We have a mailbox. And of course, you know, special promotions. A lot of hotels really want to draw in those dog travelers now. So they make it attractive to us with special packages and promotions.
Really?
So we'll have all that. Ooh. Yes.
Wow. That would be really fun for people. Like you get a deal and you get to go with the dog. These companies are getting smart. They realize if they appeal to the doggy side of us, they could own our hearts and our loyalty and our business for life.
That's right, because you're more likely to return to a hotel that you've stayed at with your dog, too. You have good memories there. You know they're pet friendly. So I think, you know, they're building almost like a family relationship with those pet travelers.
And then, of course, you tell your friends. And then, of course, if you go to St. Patrick's Day, it's impossible not to make a friend. I'm sure you could make all these new friends if you traveled around to dog festivals and pet expos. You could make new friends that you would never find otherwise. People that are as nutty as us and don't want to go someplace without their dogs.
Isn't that the truth? You know, it's so easy, isn't it, to talk to strangers when they have a pet and you have a pet.
Yes.
You've got that bond right away.
Yep. It really is the ultimate icebreaker. It's definitely the way that people it's a lot better than trying to pick somebody up at a bar. And this has nothing to do with dating or, you know, opposite sex or same sex dating. It's really just human connections that in the modern world where everybody lives on their Crackberry and lives on their pooter, they don't spend that much time, going out and interacting with utter strangers. No one knows really how to break the ice anymore. You know, if someone says something to you, even on the line in the grocery store, you think, are they psycho? They just talk to me.
That's right. You know, that's right. And, you know, it's so easy when you see someone with a dog and you're out someplace, it's so easy to talk with them. And I think that's part of the reason so many of these festivals and expos are so popular. And we're really just entering that season. You know, spring, summer, and fall are all big festival and expo months. So I think we'll see a lot of things all across the country. And most of them are free. So that's a lot of
really
fun.
Amazing. And do a lot of them allow you to bring your dogs in?
They do. All of the ones that we talk about on Dog Travel Experts, you know, encourage you to bring your dog. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's got to be really fun. So this is something that people should really get in the habit of doing. The beginning of the month, the middle of the month, go to dogtravelexperts.com and check out what's where. And if it's within shooting distance, of course, Carrie with her RV, hello. Carrie can go to any of them, anywhere. She's got her bed. She's got her kitchen. She's got everything with her, the dog beds. So that's really cool for people that are going to dog travel with their RV. They could make a whole tour of the country just going from expo to expo, right?
They can. There are so many of them right now. We'll be in San Antonio in a couple of weeks at the San Antonio Pet Expo. I hope we get to meet a lot of people there. And, you know, people bring their dogs. They come in. They have contests and things, you know, for their dogs. And they can learn. They have educational sessions. So that's fun for people.
It's super fun. It allows your dog to sort of enrich your life. It gets you out of the house. It gets you out into the world in a way that really speaks to your heart. You know, it's not just going to a museum, which, you know, that's nice too. But being out with your dog is something really special. Paris, the time flew by. This was so marvelous. I look forward to many more weeks, months, and years of Dog Travel Experts with you. Thank you so much. Tell John, thanks for letting us just hang like two dog travel ladies. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. This was fun.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Kiss your kitties and hug your pooches. Talk to you then.